Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Hei, Amad Beis, at the Mishnah. Bas Chalal Zocha Psula LeKohuna LeOilam. The Mishnah says the daughter of a male Chalal is forever prohibited to marry a Kohen. Yisrael Shenasa Chalala Bitter Ksheru LeKohuna, Chalal Shenasa Bas Yisrael Bitter Psula LeKohuna. If Yisrael married a Chalala, his daughter may marry a Kohen. If a Chalal married a Bas Yisrael, his daughter may not marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zocha Kabas Chalal Zocha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a male Chalal, that she cannot marry a Kohen. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael Shenasa Geiris Bitter Ksheru LeKohuna. The Ger Shenasa Bas Yisrael Bitter Ksheru LeKohuna. Aval Ger Shenasa Geiris Bitter Pesula LeKohuna, Echad Gerim Be'echad Avodim Shechorim, Ve'afilu Ad Asor Doiris Ad Shitehei Imoi. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, if Yisrael married a convert, their daughter may marry a Kohen. If a convert married a Bas Yisrael, their daughter may marry a Kohen. But if a convert married a convert, their daughter may not marry a Kohen. The law is the same for converts and for freed slaves. Even after 10 generations, the daughter may not marry a Kohen unless her mother is a Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Ger Shenasa Geiris Bitter Ksheru LeKohuna. Rabbi Yossi comes and says, no, even a convert marrying a convert, their daughter may marry a Kohen. And the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna b'shem Rav, bas la'olam. Rav Hamnuna, quoting Rav, said that when the Mishnah said that the daughter of a male Chalal is asa forever, it meant that the daughter, the granddaughter, the great-granddaughter, all those for all generations will be asurim. Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Shmuel ba'amov. Ma ba'amov sh'neima la'alon z'choim asurim unekevois mutorois, af ba'amov sh'neima kan z'choim asurim unekevois mutorois. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, said that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Tezvav, and it says he shall not profane his offspring among his people. Just as the Pasuk said earlier in reference to the Isser of a Kohen to become impure, the Pasuk says there in Pasuk Aleph, each of you should not become impure to a dead person among his people, which only applies to men and not to women, so to the Isser to profane one's offspring applies to men and not to women. Ask the Gemara, Ma Nafak Mi Ben Yehoim, what's the difference, the practical difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? And the Gemara answers, Kohen Shebala Gusha Vahilid Ben Ubas, Valacha Ben Vahilid Bas, Vahbas Elida Bas, Adati de Rav, Ben Ubas Ben, Ubas Abas Asur, Adati Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ben Asur, Ubas Bas Muteris. If a Kohen had relations with a divorcee and she gave birth to a son and a daughter, and the son later had a daughter, and the daughter had a daughter, according to Rav, the son, the son's daughter, and the daughter's daughter are all Asa, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the son's daughter is Asa, but the daughter's daughter is Muteris. Masnisa Pliga al Rav, Yisor Shenasa Chalala, Bitter Ksheru LeKohuna. The question is that we have a Mishnah against Rav. Our Mishnah says if Yisor married a Chalala, his daughter may marry a Kohen. And the Gemara answers Patala Chalala Mechana. The Mishnah's case is of a woman who was born kosher and became a Chalala through relations with someone who's pasul, for example, if it was a Kohen with a divorcee. However, if this Chalala had a daughter with Yisor, the daughter may marry a Kohen. But on the other hand, the daughter of a Chalala is always Asura. And the reason is that the first Chalala came from a kosher source, but relations made her Chalala. Nevertheless, if she married a Yisrael, their daughter is kosher, because Chazal say that Yisraelim are like a mikveh of purification for Chalalais. However, when she was born in a non-kosher way, because her father was a Chalal, her daughter from a Yisrael cannot marry a Kohen. Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Basker Zocha Kabaschal Zochal. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan also from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a male Chalal, which means she is Pesula. And just as the daughter of a convert is Pesula, so too her daughter is also Pesula. And the Gemara answers, Patala Leibar Rabbi Yehuda El Elohosif, Ilo Amma Bas Chalal Kabasker Yeus. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda isn't coming to disagree with the first Tanna, he's coming to actually add on. Because he didn't say the daughter of a Chalal is like the daughter of a convert.